WTLC AM Indianapolis.
Indy's choice for inspiration and praise.
AM 1310, The Light.
Welcome back to the second half of Afternoons with Amos. I'm Amos Brown. Glad to have you here. It's Candidate Tuesday. This week and next week, and we also last Wednesday focused on school board races, focusing on the school districts in Marion County that have the largest number of African-American students. Last week it was Washington and Lawrence Township. Today it is Warren Township. Tomorrow Pike and Wayne. And then that other little school district, IPS, next Tuesday and Wednesday. For those of you just tuning in, Warren Township has 8 people running for school board. The top 3 vote-getters will win. There are 3 seats that are open. Warren has about 12,130 students in the district. 48.3% of the students in Warren is African-American. That is the third highest percentage of African-American students of any school district here in Marion County. It is the fourth largest number of African-American students of any district in the county, 72%. Of students in Warren are on free and reduced lunch. 64.2% of Warren students pass both I-STEP, English Language Arts, and Math. 83.4% of the students at Warren Central, the high school, graduated on time. As I said, there are 8 candidates. 5 of them accepted our invitation to be here. 3 of the candidates could not make it for various reasons. Those candidates are Roosevelt Stanford, Michelle Wright, who's an incumbent, and Jay Weiss, who is an incumbent. Joining me now are Katarina Boggs and Lashana Hill. They are 2 challengers running for Warren Township School Board. And we will begin by asking each of them in their own way, why are they running? Let me start with Katarina Boggs. First of all, welcome. Why are you running?
I'm running because for the last several years, I've always attended regularly to our school board meetings to see what's going on in the district. And having children there myself, it was important for me to be involved and know what was going on and knew my rights as a parent to make sure my kids were successful. And with the Race to the Top grant that we received, when I reviewed that, the category we were consistently ranked lowest in was in parent and family engagement. Mm-hmm. So for me, I felt it important to run because as a parent who is extremely engaged in my schools, I thought it would be a good opportunity for me to bring that knowledge and information of why I got engaged to help bring more families and parents into our school system to be engaged, because it really shows in all of the surveys that success is equal to the amount of parent and family engagement we have in our schools. And then I also thought it was important for our board to reflect the diversity of our community, which I don't feel it currently does.
Lashana Hill Schaefer, why are you running?
Why am I running? I'm running, as Katina said, because I think it's important for our board to represent our community at large. Our school population, the minority population, has no representation currently. Aside from that, I believe that education is important for myself personally. My education has awarded me very fulfilling life experiences and rewards personally and professionally. And that began for me at an early age from an educator. And I want to be able to pass that on to students in Warren. Warren is my community, and it's important to me. I want to be able to pass that on to them, both directly and indirectly, through the privilege of serving on the board. As a board member, it would be more indirectly than directly, but I do want to be able to contribute in a way that will reach young people far beyond just the classroom.
Let me ask both of you, if you are elected on November the 4th, what would be your priorities as a board member? What would you be doing differently as a board member that's not being done now? Katarina?
Well, I don't know there's anything that's not being done now as so much as I would bring more of a focus. Mm-hmm. So we have instituted a new behavioral system, the culturally responsive positive behavioral system in Warren Township, and I think more focus needs to be on that culturally responsive piece of it.
What is that? Yeah, that sounds fancy. That's one of the little fancy educator-ese type. Break that down. What does that mean in English?
What that means in English is training our teachers and our staff and those that are in the building building that work with our students to be aware of the different cultural differences within our community and how students may act or react, so that you don't have those unconscious bias that a lot of us have, that we don't realize we have, but learning how to see individuals as they are and understanding their culture and their differences. For instance, you know, in the Hispanic Latino population, typically you're going to get a family to come in when it's something for the whole family. Right. They don't like to leave their children at home. They want something where everybody is there. So making sure that we're aware of those differences, since we have such a diverse community, and making sure our staff and administrators are aware of that.
LaShawn?
For me, again, I'm not sure that something needs to be not being done at this point, but I do want the focus to be on the classroom and the educators and bring the focus back to that. I know that parent involvement is important, but I don't want that to be the excuse that our children are not successful and born, because the educators are still there. They have a job to do. Parent involvement is important. I'm not saying that it's not. But we also need to understand, why are the parents not involved? What can we do to help get them involved? Are those parents managing other obligations as multiple jobs? Are they single parents doing the job of two parents? Why are they not involved? And let's not assume that they're not involved because they don't care. Mm-hmm. I want to bring the focus back to why the teachers are there and what we need to be doing for our young people.
Let me get your response to the last caller that we had, as the previous panel of candidates was leaving before we did the transition. And the caller was asking two questions, both critical. One, there was a complaint, and they said they were working as an advocate for parents, and they said that some parents were having some concerns with their children being bullied in Warren, and they were supposedly following the procedures and not getting timely responses. And there's now, you know, new state laws that put the onus on school districts to react quickly. That is supposed to be in, you know, the handbook somewhere, as well as the whole retention in school, you know, understanding what the retention is, if you get kicked out or expelled, what kind of information. If you all are elected on the board, and one of the things I think both of you, Katarina kind of talked about it a little bit more openly than LaShawna, and that is, right now there is no diversity of color on the Warren board. How critical is that kind of representation to address some of the issues that caller just before the break talked about? Let's just jump on in here.
Okay. So, I heard a little bit of the response as it relates to the prior group, and I've gone through that with my oldest daughter, who's now 26, a product of Warren Township. But I did exactly what was suggested. I followed the chain of command. I did not stop. I did not let up. If there's truly an issue as a parent, we need to stay involved. Is it critically important for the minority representation to be on the board? Yes. But it's also important for us not to say, well, I made that one phone call and I'm just waiting to hear back. I had to go through that, and I continued to make that phone call every day, and I made trips every day until the issue got resolved. The chain of command is important, because you don't want to go over someone and then the issue is not well known or it's not well communicated. So you want to follow the proper steps so that you can get the correct resolution out the gate. But I do think that going through the chain of command and making sure the communication continues, not just waiting for the call to come back to you.
Katharina?
I would agree. It's very, very important for our parents to understand what their rights are as a parent, which I think is often lost in school districts. Many parents don't understand what the process is, who they're supposed to reach out to, and who they're to contact. And I think as a board, it's critical for us to make sure that that information is out there and available to our parents, because there is a chain of command. And if you're not getting a response, you need to keep moving up that chain of command. And it can ultimately lead to going to a school board meeting and voicing your concerns and being able to cite, I've gone to the teacher, I've gone to the principal, I've gone to the associate superintendent, I've gone to the superintendent, I need a resolution. Mm-hmm. And that's your right as a parent, and our parents really need to know that. As far as the diversity, I think that is imperative. I think although they try to make the best decisions for the district, I think it is imperative to have that minority voice that can speak for the community or individuals within it, to bring it back to reality. What's missing? What's needed? What do we need to do? And how can we make this effective? I went to a school board meeting recently, and they brought up the iRead 3 scores. And it shocked me that the level of African-American students that didn't pass it compared to the white students when looking at the free and reduced lunch. And in my thought, I'm going, well, what are we doing as a board to look mm-hmm. further into that, to determine where are these gaps and how are we going to close them?
239-1310. 239-1310. Saf News Name is your opportunity, to talk to some more of the candidates who are running for Warren Township School Board in the election that is November the 4th. You can send me an email at praiseindy.com or a text message at 37890, keyword Amos. So here you all are running for a school district that got one of those race to the top grants, a whole lot of money, but it's restricted on what you can use it for. But yet the basic funding of the school district is kind of, shaky is the wrong word. You don't know what them crazy people in the legislature are going to do. You know, they're not going to write a huge check and say, here, Warren, you have a little extra money. We love you. And then your other funding, both, building repair and transportation is tied to property tax. You got a lot of homeowners out there. You don't have as much industry as you used to have in the township. As candidates, do you have concern about on the one level, you got all of these dollars that'll do some great things to lift up education in Warren Township, but in terms of the dollars for just the basic day-to-day, it's kind of tight. Yeah, I mean, is that one of the concerns that you all are going to have if you get elected?
Well, I feel our district is very fiscal responsible. Mm-hmm. Our chief financial officer, David Holt, is one of the best in the industry. Like I've said, over the last several years, I've been going to school board meetings and the financial meetings, and they have always been very, very proactive.
So he's good. You all got him on lock and key, so none of these districts can kind of steal him?
I hope not. I hope he goes nowhere, especially if I get on the board. But yes.
So you're a dollar watcher.
Yes, okay. I do. I want to make sure that we're fiscal responsible. It is important because with legislation, you never know how much money you're going to get, whether they're going to reimburse or not. Mm-hmm. So you do often have to get creative. And I think the largest portion of the budget is salaries mm-hmm. and benefits. And if you start cutting that, then that means larger classrooms. How effective of an education are we going to get? So it's very important. I don't have any huge fears. I think we are very fiscally responsible.
LaShawna?
I agree with Katina that we are physically responsible. The utmost confidence in David Holt. When you look at the information that is there on the Warren website in regards to the financial standings and the financial statements for Warren, it speaks volumes to what was done in the years past to prepare the district and make sure that things are in a good standing as far as our buildings and the things that we need to take care of in our district. This grant will be used for what it's designated for, and we'll still flourish.
Let me go to the phones in Charles at 239-1310 with Katharina Boggs and LaShawna Hill, candidates for Warren Township School Board. Hi there.
Hi there, Amos. Ladies, how you doing today?
Hello.
Good, and you?
My question would be for both you ladies. Of course, my kids went to Warren. My son still go to Warren. I live in Warren Court. What would be one of the ways that you would try and get more of the black community to engage in the school board meetings? When you attend the school board meetings now, we know there's no black on the school board at all, and there's a lack of black attendance at the school board meeting. How will you reach the community to get them to engage if you're elected or at this present time to get them present there?
That's a great – that's why we have the smartest talk show audience in the whole country. That's a great question. LaShawna?
What I do now, I am a strong advocate for my community that I live in with you that I love. I speak to the parents, encourage them to come out. I will continue to do that. From the standpoint as a board member, encouraging people to come when they have information they want to know about the district and concerns, I will continue to do that. We all know and understand the importance of having some minority representation. We talk about it, but then when it comes down to it, there's other pressing issues, but I would continue, Charles, to just reach out to my community at large and encourage them to come and participate. Wherever I'm at, when I talk to people, I encourage them to know and understand what's going on. When I get feedback, I don't understand this, I don't understand that, I direct them to the website so that they can look at the board meeting minutes and understand what's going on and hopefully get a picture of why they should come and participate in the future.
All right, Katharina.
Well, I've thought about that, and for me, I think one of the things that the school board does periodically is community dialogue sessions. I, as an avid attender of those are usually not very well attended unless they're hot topics. For instance, I think the last well attended one might have been Common Core, and prior to that, when we were redistricting. However, they just recently did one on technology with the Race to the Top grant and how it's impacting your students and how you can be of benefit to them at home with that information and knowledge. I was one of four parents that showed up. So in my thought is we need to bring it to the community. We need to find out where you are attending church, if you have regular events, other activities, looking at the Black Expo, things of that nature, where we go out to the community and let them know what we're about, and we give them the information so they can feel empowered to attend a school board meeting, to know what they're coming for and how to get those resources and know what's going on.
239-1310. 239-1310. This afternoon's name is, let me go to Anonymous. Hi there. Hello?
I'm a Warren, or I used to be a Warren Central parent. My child has since graduated, thank God. But my child went to Lakeside, and then to Creston, and then to Warren. And as a single parent, one thing that I can definitely say is that dealing with issues of race throughout Warren Township has been very, very much a barrier in terms of participating in the schools. When she was at Lakeside, I tried to get involved with the PTO, and that was a special situation. Even being a single working parent and the women that were involved with it and basically running it, being, you know, the housewives that, you know, can put that kind of time into it, that was something that was interesting, an interesting dynamic. And then, but the racism part really didn't really rear its head until she got to Creston. And that's when it was just ridiculous. Her seventh grade year there, they had a Black History program, and it was the first one that I'd attended at that school for her, and the only one. And I just remember the teachers saying that these kids aren't going to be able to do this kind of program because you won't be able to get them to behave to the teacher that was actually doing the program, because I was helping her with it. And then going on to Warren Central, it actually got a lot better, but there were still issues. She was bullied, and there was a situation where the dean at that time was basically saying, you know, she could be suspended, and she had to tell them to call me. They were not going to call me. She said, call my mother. So when I came to the school, then it was a situation of, I said, I want to speak to, we need to have a sit down, myself, the school, my child, the other child, the other child's parents, to see how do we solve this. And that just wasn't an option. It didn't seem like there was a clear plan to deal with bullying. And in actuality, the situation had escalated because someone within the school dropped the ball in terms of communication. So what can be done, or what are either of you willing to do to help, especially with the bullying piece? Because there was a young girl who committed suicide in 2013. That was pretty much swept under the rug. I remember her mother being on this show and in tears, and had me in tears, talking about the situation and having talked to my daughter about the situation. How do we do this to help, you know, our students, especially the students of color, to feel like that they have somewhere, somebody they can go to, that they won't be prejudged, that they won't be put into a box and just dismissed at the schools, and for the parents as well, because that happens a lot with the parents. I mean, a lot of times you have schools that say, we want the parents to be involved, we want the parents to be involved. But then once the parents are involved, then it's, you're too involved. You know, we don't need all of that input. We only want you to show up when we want you to show up. We don't want you to come, you know, because your child is asking you to come.
All right, let me let the candidates respond. LaShawna?
Okay. So, Anonymous, I empathize with you in a way that you probably don't even understand or imagine right now, because I went through it with my child, yes, there in Warren. But I don't know what the answer is to how do we fix it. We talk about it. We now have legislation that requires us to put the protection in place and follow the procedures to protect the children. But how do we make sure and get the communication out there so that the ball is not dropped? I don't know why or how that can happen if we have these things in place already to prevent that from happening. So with your specific situation, I can't address, but I can empathize with you and certainly understand. Part of the reason why I feel compelled to run is exactly what you're saying. As a parent who's working and you want to be involved and you're trying to be involved as a single parent, doing all these things right to make sure your child is doing the right things and your child is taken care of and provided for. I want to represent those parents that can't be there all the time. I want to be that voice for you. The answer to the bullying situation touches so close to home for me. I just don't know what the answer is right now. How do we keep that communication and those messages going about how to address that and deal with that? But it is something that would be one of my focus points as part of a board for Warren Township.
Katharina?
Well, it's unfortunate that you had those experiences in the township, but the reality is those experiences exist. And I think as a board, it is important for us to recognize and admit that there are faults in our, there are cracks in our sidewalk. We have concerns. There are issues. There are things that need to be addressed. And as a board, we need to admit that and then focus on those things. As an involved parent, I had children who went Lakeside, Creston, Warren Central as well. And I dealt with some of those things throughout the years in all of those programs. And for me, it was important to be involved and change it. This was, and let them know that it wasn't acceptable. At the high school, we've started, our PTSA started an anti-bullying program by putting it out there as parents to force the school to recognize this is an issue and the community recognizes it and there needs to be something done. And as a board member, I would make sure that is one of my priorities, is talking about those issues within the schools and how to resolve them and make them better, because they do exist. And as long as you ignore them, they're not going to change.
239-1310. 239-1310 this afternoon's name is, we'll take a break. We've got more candidates with some other candidates with Warren Township, running for Warren Township School Board, Katharina Boggs and LaShawna Hill Schaefer. Tomorrow, candidates from Pike and Wayne will be here. On Thursday, the Unemployment Office, Indiana Department of Workforce Development, will be here in our 1 o'clock hour and our 2 o'clock hour. Kat Ping, the Republican candidate for Congress in the 7th Congressional District. It's a busy week on Afternoons with Amos. Stay with us.
Hello, this is Maggie Lewis, president of the City County Council. And when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
We have two candidates for Warren Township School Board. There are 8 people running. Top 3 vote-getters on November the 4th will be the winner. 239-1310. 239-1310. Katharina Boggs and LaShawna Hill Schaefer. They are running to be on the school board. It's recognized that part of the role of a school board member is, you know, oversight of the administration, oversight of the budget, approval of all kinds of financial stuff and policies. What is the role of it also to get school people to explain stuff in simple American? Instead of talking in educator, talk in simple language that people, not talk down to people, but communicate in simple language that people can understand. Is that another role of a board member, to get the administration to understand simple communication?
Yes, to make recommendations. We want to be able to ensure that the parents understand and are able to get the information that the board and the township is trying to put out to them. So, mm-hmm. yes, we do need to have the role of making sure that it's plain and simple and clear for them to understand.
Katarina?
I would agree. Having such a diverse population within Warren Township, us being a Title I district, so you have all different social economic levels as well as diversity and cultures, it is very important for the school board to set the expectation of administration and staff mm-hmm. to ensure that they are providing information that is understandable to everyone.
One of the questions that this is going to be brought up with all the other candidates is something that came up last week in an IPS school. But it's the larger issue, and I believe the policy in Warren is if somebody is arrested on school property, whether it's a student or an adult, and they're arrested with a deadly weapon on school property, the parents would be notified, I guess, with the electronic, call everybody system of the school. Is that enough? Should the general public be notified that somebody was caught with weapons that could harm somebody on school property?
That's a good question. I think it can kind of depend. If you're dealing with a minor, a minor's record is their record, and mm-hmm. they can definitely turn it around and change. When you're dealing with adults, it's mm-hmm. a community issue. Mm-hmm. Yes, they came into the school. Parents need to be aware, but it happened in your community, mm-hmm. whether or not you have children present. Mm-hmm. I do know there was an instance when my son was at the high school. I went to drop my other child off at Lakeside, and the secretary was like, "My son didn't go to school today. Did you hear what's going on?" And in my mind, I thought, I'm sure they're going to handle it. Mm-hmm. But hearing this concern from a worker of the district was like, wait a minute, maybe I need to recheck sure. this. Think mm-hmm. about it. And that's the feedback I gave. You mm-hmm. you need to be proactive in providing information and letting people know that you're aware and you're doing something to reduce that level of fear that we have. We all want our children to be safe. We all want our spouses to be protected and our friends and our family. And so we do have a responsibility to make sure the community is aware if there was a threat to that.
LaShawn, you want to add to that? Anything to that?
I agree that we do need to take it on a case-by-case basis, determining the situation and the circumstances and who's involved, considering minors particularly. But the communication does need to go out to the community at large, because there are people in our community that don't have children in the school, in the schools, and they will need to know about what's going on in the community. I myself, my last child is a senior. Mm-hmm. If I'm not on that auto dial and something like that occurs in my community, and I'm very close to the high school as far as where my home is in Lakeside, I want to know if something like that's going on in my community. So I do think that the communication needs to go beyond just the parents.
Let me go to Miss B at 239-1310. Hi there. Miss B?
Oh, yes. How
yes,
you
you're
doing?
On. You're on the air. What's up?
I wanted to ask the candidates. They all run all the time, but you never see them. You never see the pictures of them, or no, their life, where they, stuff like that. You just hear them on the radio. But I go to vote, then they tell me to vote for somebody I don't know nothing about.
Now, do you live in Warren Township?
I've been here for 20 years.
You live in Warren Township?
Yes.
And you get to vote for Warren Township School Board?
Yes, I do.
So now, Ms. B want to know. Now, when you go onto our website, praiseindy.com, after we post the day's interviews, you'll see the pictures of all the candidates that were here. But if Ms. B wasn't listening to the radio and not, on our website, praiseindy.com, LaShawn.
Well, I don't have a computer.
Well, that's a good point. So how does somebody like Miss B know that y'all are running? She hears your voices, but she wants to know what y'all look like before, she casts her vote on November the 4th. How are you all getting out there?
Myself, personally, my involvement in my community is still my involvement. Whether I don't make it to every school board meeting, I participate in a few. But I'm involved in other activities around the school district. There's also the PTSA school board forum that's on October the 21st at Creston Middle School mm-hmm. at 7 p.m. for people who don't have computers and are not familiar with us and our other capacities where we serve in our community. But they would get to meet the candidates at that time as well.
The other thing is, Ms. B.
Yes.
You got any grandchildren with computers?
No.
No?
No.
You got any neighbors that go that got kids that go to Warren Township schools?
Yes, one that I know of.
Okay, well, see, they got these little mini computers. All the students got what they call a little Google Chromebook. They could pull up praiseindy.com, and then you could see these candidates, hear more about them.
They don't send anything out anymore. Is that what's going on?
No, the only way candidates send stuff out, they would have to get campaign contributions to send them out.
I've been so used to them sending things out to me, you know. And
well, this is not like IPS where outside money, you know, is spending a whole lot of money sending stuff out. These candidates, they poll.
Oh, okay. I just want to know because when I go to vote, because I vote all the time.
Yes, ma'am.
There's somebody standing out there tell me vote for this man or this woman. I don't know nothing about them. Well, they good people. Well, how do I know? You know, this is what I'm saying. And I just wanted to find out if they, get around a little
bit
more.
Let me ask the kid, are you all going door to door? And is this one of the major obstacles in an area like Warren Township where there's like literally tens of thousands of eligible voters? And there's folks like Miss B. She's listening on the radio. She's hearing y'all, but she wants to know more. And I guess the district is prohibited by law from sending out information about all the candidates, so there's no neutral group that can send information out with the students, and the school district can't do that. Maybe they need to look at it. Is that one of the detriments of running?
It is. It's very difficult to figure out how you're going to reach those individuals who don't have children in the school. Just like LaShawn, I am very involved in the district. In the district, outside of the district, I do a lot of extracurricular activities, either through my children or just things of my interest. But it's hard to figure out how do you reach individuals who aren't involved in those, that don't have the children in the school, that still need to know about why I'm running and why they should vote for me. It is very difficult to figure out how to do that.
All right, good.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you're quite welcome. 239-1310, 239-1310 this afternoon's name is. We'll take a break. We'll be back with our remaining moments with Katharina Boggs and LaShawna Hill Schaefer. Also, we'll be hearing from Congressman Andre Carson. The Congressional Black Caucus is using this as a day to point out to the whole country what we already know is that we ain't got no money in our community. We've fallen behind. Anyway, we'll hear from the Congressman, we'll hear from these candidates, and you after these.
Hi, this is Linda Elsie Clemens, and when I want to stay informed, I always listen to Afternoons with Amos on AM 1310, The Light.
Before we go to Congressman Andre Carson, I want to give our candidates an opportunity. The last question, this is probably timely because everybody was asking how they get a hold of you. The standard question that we ask every one of our candidates, whether they're running for school board or whether they're running for the United States Congress, if people want more information about your campaign, how do they get a hold of you, Katharina Boggs?
Well, you can reach me via email at boggsca@gmail.com. And then, of course, if you want to give me a phone call, you can reach me at 317-289-6541.
And LaShawna Hill Schaefer, if people want more information about your campaign for the Warren Township School Board, how do they get a hold of you?
I can be reached via email at LaShawna Hill, that's LaShawnna Hill, H-I-L-L, at sbcglobal.net. My cell number is 317-366-8909.
Again, there are 8 individuals that are running for school board out in Warren Township. Top 3 vote getters on November the 4th are winners in our first hour. We heard from Anthony Tony Mendez, Terry Amos, and Cheryl Heiser. In this hour, we heard from Katharina Boggs and LaShawna Hill Schaefer. There are 3 other individuals who were invited on this program. They could not attend because of scheduling reasons. They were Roosevelt Stanford, Michelle Wright, and Jay Wise, and all of our candidate interviews are archived on our website, praiseindy.com, and these interviews will be on the website later this evening. Katharina and LaShawna, guys, thank you very, very much. You may want to hang around because maybe I can convince Congressman Andre Carson to maybe break off some more money to come out to a Warren Township's way.